will be sitting down. Dr. Wilby Williamson is a sports. First it was the football, now it's the tennis. Next month it will be the Olympics, the perfect reason to sit for hours in front of the telly. But a nationwide campaign starting this morning is aiming to get us all up and off our bottoms. It's called Fidget. It starts in King's Cross in London this morning. It moves on to Skegness, Edinburgh, Bradford, Bristol, Taunton and Gateshead. The idea is to persuade us all that it would be good for us to get up every day and do something when we would normally be sitting down. Dr. Wilby Williamson is a sports and exercise registrar, and he is the inspiration behind this campaign. You say that sitting on the sofa is killing us. How do you know that?
Well, we've got a fantastic body of research, both domestically and internationally, from population studies that correlates the risk between sitting time and our longevity, and also a risk for cardiovascular disease and metabolic disease.
And what does it show?
And it shows that the longer that you're sitting and the less active you are, that there's the increased risk increased incidence of disease, increased risk of having cardiovascular disease and developing metabolic disease. And our challenge as sports and exercise medicine physicians is actually taking that evidence, taking that research and translating it and making it more accessible to the public. So it's not necessarily about persuading or preaching to people about their physical activity, but getting them to understand the benefits and the benefits of being more active throughout the day, and this idea of breaking your sitting time, but also trying to add in that moderate to vigorous activity.
Well, as I say, the campaign's called Fidget, and you have suggested that even wiggling about a bit on the sofa could make a difference. That can't really be true, can it?
So it's a little bit like what Anne Widdecombe said. She's more interested in her dance and these other aspects where we're more physically active, or where we're engaging in physically active activities. It's not just about going to the gym. It's not about going out for the run. It's about moving throughout your day and trying to replace those sedentary behaviours. So you're sitting behind the screen or sitting in front of the TV, breaking them up, reducing the volume of it, and trying to, if it's fun, if it's a case of doing a wiggle or putting on a tune and getting up and doing a little bit of dance with your family, then that's all movement and it's beneficial. We just need to get people realising that and doing more of it. And our challenge was then, how do we take that to the public? And that was where we then looked to both online partners with YouthNet and thesite.org, because our target audience are 16 to 26-year-olds, but then also how do we engage people in an open and public platform? And that's where we approached our friend Michael Pinsky to design an installation which we could tour, and that provides a platform for us to engage the public and to discuss this and to give the information to them so that they can use it and to improve their health.
Well, we spoke to some people out and about shopping in central London and asked them about their sitting habits.
Sometimes I'll potter around the house once I've put the telly on, but mostly after I've had my dinner I'll sit down probably with a glass of wine and don't move till it's time to go to bed.
Wiggling on the sofa. That doesn't sound very, very feasible to me.
No one's going to wiggle on the sofa exactly. While they're watching TV.
I'm quite happy to wiggle. Yeah, in fact, I'm going to do it tonight when I get home.
I'll take note
of
that.
Any particular body part or just in general?
It's better than eating.
I'm sure some people will be wiggling.
Yeah, I kind of like that idea.
Maybe if you were group wiggling, maybe that would be more beneficial, I don't know.
Do a Mexican wiggle.
Yeah,
Mexican wiggle, that sounds like fun.
So wiggling on the sofa, as I said, is one idea. There is this competition running for people to come up with new ways to get active, starting with 22 minutes a day. We've had this one in from Ruby Rose as her entrance. She says, I work full time, I have three children, so time for proper exercise is almost impossible. My solution is after the kids' tea, I put on my iPod on the speakers and we all dance around the kitchen as we tidy the dishes into the dishwasher and sweep the floor. And the kids really don't mind helping when the music is on. It makes the chores go much quicker. It's actually fun. We're almost out of time. Dr. Wilby Williamson, your quick idea.
Our idea was actually one to wiggle to LMFAO's Keep On Shuffling. And that was actually how the Wellcome Trust, we won over the Wellcome Trust to fund us. So it's a big thank you to the Wellcome and for them embracing our wiggles.
I think ironing while the telly is on, that's my idea.